Hey, welcome to the Victory Family Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
We love you. We love you. Welcome, church, to Sunday morning service. So glad you're here today. I want to welcome all those in Meadville and Vernon Township. We love you guys. Newcastle, we're so glad for you. We appreciate, we love you. And all you watching online, wherever that is, all around this world, that's pretty crazy, right? That they can be watching us and streaming it. We welcome you to Sunday morning service. We're so glad you tuned in with us this morning. I'm so glad you're here. Man, God's prepared a message for you. We had fun last night. We had fun at 9 o'clock. We're going to have fun today. Amen. Amen. I want to first start off by telling Pastor John and Miss Michelle, thank you for giving me the privilege and honor to be able to speak into your lives. I don't take that lightly. And we just want to recognize Pastor John and Michelle. Let's give them a hand, right? Come on, man. We love them. We appreciate them. They're on their last leg of their vacation. They'll be back here next week. We pray, and Pastor John's laying on the beach somewhere. He likes the beach. And Miss Michelle's spending all his money in an antique store somewhere. How about that, huh? Yeah, we love them, and we're so grateful for them. Hey, guys, we're celebrating Serve Day 2021. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so thankful. You guys showed up big time yesterday. Everywhere I went and visited many projects, you dotted the landscape red. And it was so special, so awesome to see so many people joining in, young, old, whole family serving. Thank you, thank you, thank you for representing Jesus and being the hands and feet of Jesus. Thank you for being His love and His embrace to less fortunate people, to people that serve us. Thank you for being the shovel, the rake, and the paintbrush of Jesus. On behalf of Pastor John and Michelle, thank you. On behalf of your outreach pastor, I thank you. On behalf of the Commander-in-Chief, the Lord Jesus Christ, if He was standing here right now, He would say, thank you. Thank you for serving my people. And guys, on behalf of all the people that we served, you may never hear thank you from them, but we don't do it for that, right? We're doing it because we're showing the unconditional love of God to all mankind. That's why we exist. But on behalf of those people we served yesterday, I want to say thank you. Thank you on their behalf. You guys are making a huge impact. And I would encourage you, just keep going for it, man. You had fun yesterday? Come on, just keep those projects going. I'll help you. We'll help you however we can. Guys, Jesus said it this way. Jesus said, when I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. He said, when I needed clothing, you gave me some clothes. When I was sick, you came and ministered me. And when I was in prison, you came and visited me. And the disciples were like, Lord, when did we ever see you thirsty, hungry, naked, in prison, or sick? And Jesus said, if you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. Amen? Yesterday, you guys showed up. You were the hands and feet of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to look at this a little bit closer, dive in a little deeper today. And you know, we as Christians have been called to live a lifestyle of serving. Jesus is our example. We're to imitate Him, mimic Him, copy Him. He said it this way. He said, I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve. Think about that. He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and He's saying, I didn't come to be served, I come to serve you. What other king, what other ruler in this world does that? They're usually like, hey, you do this for me, I want you, I'm demanding you to do that, not Jesus. And so it is to be with you and I. We are to reflect Him, and we're here to live a lifestyle of serving, and we're never more like Jesus than when we're serving. Amen? Listen, I minister to a lot of people, and there's so many sad Christians, so many Christians that are downcast and not fulfilled, and they're like not seeing God move in their lives. And I always start with trying to locate them. Where are you serving? Because if you're telling me that you're not serving somewhere, then that's part of the problem right there. You know, I'll show you a Christian that's happy and fulfilled by one who's serving and giving beyond themselves. Listen, I've been on both ends of the spectrum. I used to live with what was Chris going to get out of it? What was Chris going to receive? What's in it for me? I wasn't fulfilled. But man, when I started giving above myself, that's what we're going to be talking about today. You know, If you're like me, have you ever wondered what it would be like if you were born in a different era, a different time period? Like, I often think, man, if I had to choose, I'd like to be born back in Western time. I like Clint Eastwood Westerns. And I could see me and outlaw Josie Wales, man, cleaning up the countryside. I would love that. Now, I would be a preaching outlaw. You know, Clint has one of those movies, right, where he was a preacher, plus he was a gunslinger. Nah, that probably wouldn't have worked out. But I grew up watching Happy Days, the Fonz, hey. And I think, man, the 50s seems like life was so much simpler back then. I would have loved to have been born in the 50s. But don't you know that God, in all his wisdom, who knows the beginning from the end, everything in between, who saw fit before the foundations of the world to put you and I here for such a time as this? Come on, church. Come on, man. Think about that. Think about, he knew, God knows everything. He knew how crazy, mixed up, messed up, wild this world would be in 2021. Yet he's entrusting this world to you and I. Do you realize that? Listen, if you don't know, God's seated on the throne up in heaven. His work's done. Jesus is seated right beside him. He said on the cross, my work's finished. And he has sent you and I into this world to represent God and the kingdom of God to this hurting, mixed up, messed up world. What a responsibility, but what a privilege, what an honor. We're going to look at that today. So, in fact, when you ask Jesus into your heart, you know, a whole lot happened there. Oh, your sins were forgiven. Oh, you're going to go to heaven. But you've also been called to represent him and the kingdom of God to the people around you. And I don't know if you know this or not, but this would be good to jot down if you didn't. It was a game changer in my Christian walk. With God, there's always a God side and a man side. We can't do God's side. Can I get an amen? Come on. God can only do what he can do. But on the other hand, God will not do our side. So many Christians are waiting for God. God, I want you to do this. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you moving my life? He said, I've already done it all. I've done it. It's up to you. It's up to you to do it. You guys showed up big time yesterday. You were doing it. You were living that lifestyle. You were giving. You were serving. 2 Corinthians 5:20 tells us that you and I, when we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives, 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, he has called you and I to be ambassadors for God and for the kingdom of God. He's called us. What's an ambassador? What's an ambassador do? Well, let's check that out. An ambassador is defined by a diplomatic agent of the highest rank who acts as a representative sent by a country as its official representative to a foreign country. Turn your neighbor and say, that's me. Do you realize that? God Almighty, according to 2 Corinthians 5:20, has called you to be an ambassador for God. So let's make it real. Let's make it a personal. Repeat after me. I am a diplomatic agent of the highest rank. Well, your shoulders ought to be going back a little bit right now, man. Come on. This is what God's saying about you and I. And I represent, repeat after me, heaven. And I'm an official representative of heaven to the earth. Do you believe that? God's called you. God's called me. Wow, you may not feel qualified. You may not look qualified. But God's word is truth. It never fails. It never disappoints us. We just need to step into it. Okay? We just need to believe it to receive it. You doubt it, you're going to miss out on it. It's that simple as a Christian. All right? If you're a Christian today and you're going to listen to this message and you're going to pay attention, I'm telling you, it's going to rock your boat. If you're not a Christian and you're watching online, wherever that may be, I'm telling you, by the end of this service, you'll want to be a Christian, and we'll give you that opportunity. You know, you and I have been called. We've been enabled, we've been equipped to represent God and His kingdom to this world. And our backing is heaven. That's good news, brothers and sisters. God doesn't call us to do something and be something and not equip us to do it. No, if you can find it in God's word, in fact, if He tells you, you are, or you can do this, I guarantee you God will always enable and equip you to be able to do that. He's a good God. He's not holding out on you and I. In fact, it's already been done. You just need to step into it. That's what we're looking at today. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, you are an ambassador for God. Now turn to your other neighbor and say, heaven is backing you up. Yeah, you're getting it, you're getting it. Guys, we as Christians, we have a responsibility, a great responsibility. All of us that have been called, all of us that have accepted Jesus have a great responsibility. You know, being a Christian isn't some passive thing that, I feel like going to church today, maybe I don't, maybe I do, maybe I'll serve, maybe I won't, you punch your ticket. No. Being a Christian has so much more responsibility than that. You know, we take all the good. God's called us. When we get saved, you know, we'll take the salvation part. We'll take my sins are forgiven. We'll take they'll never leave nor forsake us. We'll take that we're going to spend eternity in heaven. But we have a part. We have a part in all this. And that's what we're looking about today. Quit focusing. We need to quit focusing on all the bad stuff that's happening around us. Right? We need to quit focusing, on all the craziness, and there's a lot of crazy going on around us, and we need to quit complaining about it, and we need to start doing something about it. We as Christians can do something. We've been enabled. We've been equipped. We've been called. You know, you're not going to want to miss this fall here at church. We've set you up this fall. You won't want to miss a single weekend. We're going to teach you how to walk out the Christian walk. You may say, I don't know what that looks like, Pastor Chris. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Well, don't you miss a single weekend. You get your kids here. You get the dog. You get the cat here, Grandma and Grandpa. You just get here, okay? Because walking out the Christian walk is where it's at, man. This is why you were created, all right? Let's look at what's been made available to you and I to be able to be ambassadors for God and the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you all know this scripture. If any man, woman, boy, girl be in Christ Jesus, that means if you've accepted Jesus, you said, Jesus, come into my life. You are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I don't even get an amen out of that one. I'm sure glad the old things are gone, man. I had some crazy old things there, and I wanted them gone. I'm so glad they're gone. Listen, you may be a Christian, and you may say, Pastor Chris, I accepted Jesus a long time ago, and old things have not passed away. They're still there. Well, let me help you. There's three things that you can do. Read your Bible, pray, and continue coming to church. You say, I'm doing those. Let me encourage you with three other things. Read your Bible more, pray more, and come to church more often. Your life ought to look different than when it was before you got saved. It should. Those old things should have been passing away. There's so many of us hanging around and lingering in our past. There's so many of us hanging out with the same. And we're wondering why things don't look different, why they haven't changed. How you can do 2 Corinthians 5:17 is by believing 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he who knew no sin, Jesus, was made to be sin. Why? So that you and I could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What's that mean in today's language? Jesus was the only one who never sinned, never made a mistake. We all recognize that, right? We believe that. He went to the cross, came to this earth to show us heaven and God. He took all our sins, past, future, present, hung on a cross for him, and in an exchange that's called the Great Exchange, he gave us his righteousness. We are now able to not only think like Jesus, talk like Jesus, act like Jesus, we are to be like Jesus to this world. Amen? Is anybody out there today? Pastor Chris needs participation to continue going on here, okay? So please, please. All right. All right, now I told you, we had fun last night, we had fun this morning. How many of you want to have some fun at 11 o'clock service? You've got to be up by now, you're here. All right, how many of you like roller coasters? Now wait a minute, I'm not talking about these newfangled ones that are all steel and they do the spiral and the loops. I'm talking old school, wooden, crickety roller coasters. How many of you like those ones? The ones that'll put the fear of God in you. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, you know what happens. I know this guy right down here loves coasters. So, you shoot out of the hole, and then you climb up that hill, right? That big hill. Click, 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 click. All right, so here's what's happening. Here's where we're at. We're all going to get on this coaster this morning. All right, we're all going to get aboard, okay? And here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a ride, man, I'm telling you. Check it out. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 23. We're all on a roller coaster. We're just shooting out of the hole, and here we go. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, click, click, may give you and I the spirit of wisdom and revelation, click, click, so that you may know him better, click, click. I pray that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Click, click. Why? In order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. Click, click. The riches of his glory and inheritance in his holy people, that's you and I. Click, click. In his incomparably great power for us who believe. Click, click. How many believers do I have out there today? Come on, man. Come on. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I not only believe for my salvation, I'm believing for everything that God's provided for me. We're halfway up that hill right now. You know what's about to come. All right, here we go. Let's keep reading. That same power, that incomparably great power that was for us who believe, is the same power, click, click, is the mighty strength which he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead, click, click, and seated him at his right hand in heaven, click, click, far above all rule and authority, click, click, power and dominion, click, click, and every name that is named. Hallelujah. Not only in this present age, click, click, and so many Christians are like, oh, we get in the sweet by and by, everything will be so glorious. It's supposed to be that way down here. We're supposed to be representing that to this world. Click, click. But also in the one to come, that's heaven. And God placed all things, click, click, say all things, under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, click, click. That's his body, not this building, but you and I, wherever we are. That's the body of Christ. We are, click, click, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way, click, click. Yeah, I got a few out there. I got a few that are sitting with, Pastor Chris likes the front car. I want to be in the front car, man. I don't want to sit in the back. And right now, man, we just read this. We're sitting on top of that big hill. And you know what happens, right? It hesitates for about a second. And you look out over the whole park, and you know what's about to come, right? Come on, man. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yes. Are you one of these fearful roller coaster riders like, I don't want to see nothing? All right, let's continue. Ephesians chapter 2, 4 to 6. You're in for a ride now. But because of God's great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our sins. It is by grace you have been saved. Oh, get ready. And God raised us up with Christ Jesus and seated us with him in heaven in Christ Jesus. Now, raise up your hands and let's give out a hallelujah. Woo! We're going down the hill, man. What happens? Everybody in the park always goes up. Whoa, look at it. There it comes. Here comes the people down there. Are they doing that with you and I? Are we excited about being a Christian? Are we excited to represent God in heaven? Oh, or are we these ones that, I'm not getting on that ride. Come on. Come on, man. The Bible says that all creation is out in the park waiting for the manifestations of the sons and daughters of God to be revealed. That's you and I. And they're watching and they're waiting and seeing. Wow, I want that. I want to get on that ride. I want to be with them. They look like they're having a good time. Come on, Christians. Come on, church. We are to be living high. We are to be full of joy, being happy Christians. Nothing worse than old sourpuss Christian. None of you are that. None of you guys. None of you guys. There's some out there in the world, but none of you guys are sourpuss. You know the scene. Hi, I'm Chris. Nothing ever goes my way. Washer's broke. Wife hates me. Dog just died. You want to be a Christian? Who in the world would sign up for something like that? Seriously, who would sign up for that? We are to be set apart. We're to be full of joy. There should be a light being shined from us. Come on, man. We're children of the Most High God. We love Him. He loves us. Listen to this statement. We are living at a level much lower than God ever intended for us to live. We are. Just recognize it. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. I'm talking to myself. I'm preaching myself. That just means let's just get up in our rightful positions. You could say, well, I didn't know this, Pastor Chris. Well, that could be true, but you can't use that excuse anymore after this weekend, right? Come on, I showed you Ephesians chapter 1 and 2. I showed you 2 Corinthians 5:20. Can no longer use the excuse, I didn't know that. You could say, well, I just don't believe it, Pastor Chris. Then you won't have it. It's that simple with God. You either believe it and receive it, or you doubt and you miss out on it. Just believe it. Say, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I know you are. I know you are. Let me give you an illustration of how God really, you know, made this secure in my life. And it's one of my life messages, and it's an illustration I believe will really hit home. Listen up, though. I've been on 69 short-term mission trips all around the world, and it was my second mission trip over 20 years ago, and it was in Haiti. Now, I grew up in Zillionople, right up the road, you know, and I thought the other side of the world was south side of Pittsburgh. And here I am in Haiti, man, and I've never experienced anything like that in my life. I mean, you need to pray for Haiti. They're in such turmoil and trouble down there. But I never experienced such poverty and lack and filth and destruction. The people are so, oh man, they're so precious, but their surroundings and where they live in, and it isn't even poverty, it's extreme poverty. It's extreme lack. It's extreme need. Well, we're on day 4, and we're riding on this bus into the city. Everybody's rapping and telling jokes and having fun. And I got my head glued to the side of the window looking outside. And I'm just in a zone and I'm just looking outside. And I'm so sad looking at the surroundings. And I mean, to think that people have to live like this in whatever year that was. It was over 20 years ago. And I'm not a person, I can honestly say I never get depressed. But I had the spirit of depression coming on me just looking at these people and their surroundings. All of a sudden, man, out of nowhere, I look out the window and I see this beautiful building. It's got green grass around it, a fence around it. And I yell out to the missionary guy who's our tour guide. I said, hey, what's that? He said, oh, that's the U.S. Embassy. See, you're reacting the same as he did. But something rose up inside of me that I put in the Word of God into my life. And it was John 17:16. Anybody know what that verse is? We're in this world, but we're not of the world. No, you didn't get it. So I gotta hang out because this is the whole reason we're talking about this today. We're in this world, but we're not of it. Oh, it looked like this stage all around it. It was, I mean, when I say filth, there was no grass, just rock and dirt, smell and stuff. Right in the middle of it, though. Something nice. Something looked good. It perked me up out of my seat. I said, whoa, what was that? And I can tell you guys, that's what God's talking about when He says, we're in this world, but not of it. We are not to look like our surroundings. We are not to live like our surroundings. We're not to be like our surroundings, and we're not to smell like our surroundings. We have been set apart. We represent the kingdom of God and God Almighty. And our embassy is our home. This church is an embassy. people should be perked up and they should be like, I want that, man. I want what they have. I want to live there. I want what they're doing. Are you getting it? I know you are. Oh, it may look dismal around you. It may look like despair around you right now. But fear, lack, want has nothing on you and I. We are from another kingdom, and we rule and reign with Christ Jesus. You have to believe that to ever be able to have that. And how you believe and have it is just by saying, yeah, if God's word says that, I believe that, Pastor Chris. I know. I had to start there. First time I heard it, I said, it was like, oh, I don't know about, I just, yeah, God, you said it, I believe it, I receive it. We lack no good thing. We are set apart. In fact, as an ambassador for God, listen to some of these privileges. As an ambassador for God and for the kingdom of God, according to 2 Corinthians 2:14, he always causes you to triumph. Because you're an ambassador for God and the kingdom of God, according to 1 Corinthians 15:57, he always gives you the victory. These are good things, okay? Because you're an ambassador for God and the kingdom of God, according to Romans 8:37, he's made you more than a conqueror. I would surely hope that I would be getting more amens from these things. When you say amen, it means you agree with it. So from here on out, when Pastor John says something good, I want to hear his church say, amen, I agree with you, Pastor John. I'm telling you, you'll get more. You'll get more. You will. That's how God works when the anointing's going out there. Okay, with heaven's backing, according to Psalm 103, here's your benefits as being an ambassador for God and for the kingdom of God. God forgives all your sins. He heals all your diseases. He saves your life from destruction. You guys are doing great. Come on, man. He saves your life from destruction. He crowns your head with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. He fills your mouth with good things. Amen. And your youth is renewed like that of the eagles. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. What other benefit package from any Fortune 500 company compares to that? The Bible says, because you're an ambassador for God and for the kingdom of God, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 in your backyard, but it will not come near your embassy. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm protected. Woo! Pastor Chris, a little charged this morning. It's that roller coaster thing. Roller coaster. They told me I've been saying roller coaster. All right, let's get serious again. As an ambassador, can an ambassador say whatever he wants to say? If I want to say roller coaster, I can say roller coaster. No, can an ambassador say whatever he wants to say? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. An ambassador is very limited by what he or she can say. In fact, they can only say what the country who sent them or they're representing is saying. Oh, this is so important. Same it is, same should it be for you and I. We represent the kingdom of God. We represent God, and we should only be speaking what the nation who we're representing, who sent us, is saying, and what they're saying is the B-I-B-L-E. And when you and I speak the word of God and we speak the B-I-B-L-E, all heaven is backing us up. All heaven is backing us up. Jesus said it best. And Jesus was an ambassador for God. Jesus was sent here to tell us what heaven was like, what God was like. And he said it best. He said, I only say those things I hear my Father say. We're to copy him. We're to imitate him. Back to the illustration of the ambassador to Haiti. What if that ambassador to Haiti wants just a good meal, man? He wants some filet mignon, grilled asparagus, sweet potato casserole. coconut cream pie. You think, where do you think it's coming from? You think it's coming from his surroundings? I'll answer for it. I assure you it's not coming from his surroundings. When we were down there, they gave us, they said it was meat. We called it mystery meat. I would not eat it. And if the U.S. ambassador to Haiti or any other country is wanting something, he calls home and home supplies it to him. Oh, I'm going somewhere. If that U.S. ambassador to Haiti is in need of supplies, you think he's getting them from his surroundings? They don't have it, man. No, he's calling home, and home ships him whatever he needs. He makes his requests known. Get that one? Some of you know where I'm going with that. He makes his requests known in the country that he's representing. Who would send him to a foreign land and not give him everything he needs? We expect that from our U.S. ambassador. How about this? Your ambassador to Haiti senses there's some turmoil, some danger, an uprising, a coup's taking place. What do you think he does? You think he heads for the basement, closes all the drapes? No, I'll tell you exactly what he does. He calls home, and we send the elite of the elite. We send the Navy SEALs. We send the Marines. They're down on that embassy. They're surrounding it. They're guarding it. They're protecting him. If they have to take him out of there, they'll take him out. And who? We are the ambassadors for the kingdom of God. How much more so that if we're in need of anything, if we need protection, we say, call home and say, I need protection, Lord. And he sends ministering angels to stand guard around us. I need supplies, Lord. God says, I've supplied all your needs according to my riches and glory. I need some stuff, Lord. He says, you shall not want anything. You should be the head and not the tail. Make your requests known as an ambassador for God and believe that the supply is on the way. Can't be that simple, Pastor Chris. Yes, it can, according to Mark 11, 24. Whatsoever things you desire, whatsoever things you ask for, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. As an ambassador for God, he's telling us, make your request known and then believe it's on the way. Yeah, but it's not here yet, Pastor Chris. I did that. I tried that. No, you tried it and it tried you and you gave up. You stand and believe it's coming. When that U.S. ambassador sends for, I need some food, I need some supplies, you think it's all the time, it comes immediate, just like that? The request is made known, it's put in place, it's on its way. Believe it's on its way, thank you, Lord. If we're in need of anything, any of us are in need of anything, quit complaining about it and make your request known. Amen? 2 Peter 1:3 tells us that his divine power is given unto us everything that pertains to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. Everything. As the ambassador for God in the kingdom of God, we've been promised that there's no weapon formed against our embassy or against us that shall prosper. And whatever tongue would rise up against us around this world, it shall be found to be in the wrong and fall. Do you believe that? Come on, man. Come on. We need to step up to the plate. We need to get out of the dugout. Get off the bench. Say, hey, Lord, here I am. Use me. And you are. You did it yesterday. The application is this, guys. There's always application. If you're listening to a message, you always want to grab a nugget, something that you can apply to your life. Otherwise, it's just, heard a good message today, but what does that do for you? You're the same next week as you were last week. The application is this. Do your part. Just do your part. God's already done his part. He's called you. He's enabled you. He's equipped you. Your part is to believe it and receive it. Just recognize it. Yeah, that's me. I'm an ambassador for God. Heaven's backing me up. Second part of your part is, instead of just thinking about doing something good, instead of just thinking about wanting to do something godly, just do it. You know, I'm speaking from my own experience, so I'm not telling you something I haven't done. I had a lot of good intentions of doing things for people. I wanted to do things. I wanted to bless people. I wanted to take care of some things. And I thought about it, but I never did it. That highway leads to nowhere. I've been on it many times. And I know if you're a Christian, you've wanted to do some godly things, meaning you've seen someone in a store, maybe they were bent over, and you just love to go lay hands on them and see them recover. You've seen a single mom, and maybe she didn't have enough money to pay her bill, and you just wanted to. You have it inside you. God wired you this way to want to help her. I'd love to be able to give her $100 and just bless her. Just do it. But I don't have the money, Pastor Chris. You never have all the money. Just do it. Here's what happens. When you are thinking of doing something good for somebody, when you're thinking of doing something godly for somebody, you take that one step saying, I'm going to do it this time. God's grace comes right alongside. God's grace is His ability, His enablement to do what we couldn't do in and of ourselves. Just do it. Do what you can do. And watch and see what roller coaster ride God takes you on. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. Nothing like it at all. I'm going to end with this. All right? Couple questions for you. Help me out. You all know the answers to these. I need you to participate. Is heaven sad?
No.
Come on. Is heaven sad?
No.
Is heaven sick?
No.
There's nobody sick in heaven. Is heaven broke?
No.
They say the streets are made of gold. I can't wait to see what my Harley looks like. Heaven's not sad. Heaven's not sick. And heaven's not broke. It's a happy, healthy, wealthy place. And you and I have been called and sent to this world to represent that to this hurting, messed up world. Praise God. I'd receive it. I take it. Come on, man. Come on. They need to see it. They need to hear about it. They need to experience it. Our homes should be embassies. This church is an embassy to this community and to this region. People should be looking out the bus window like I was saying, I want that. I want to look like that. And I don't care if you're watching online, you're in Timbuktu out in the bush. You have been called to be an ambassador, and your hut is an embassy for the Lord God Almighty. You make it stand out. You stand out. You are a child of the Most High God. You are children of light. We should be shining brightly. Everywhere we set our foot is ours. Say it. I set my foot there. It's mine. That's what God says about you. Quit shrinking back in fear. Fear has no place in you and I. No place at all. Just step up to the plate. All right. Whew. This is it. The Bible says that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. What's that mean? I'm going to decree God's word over you, and that means it's a done deal. You just accept it. You just say, yeah, that's for me. I'm going to take it. And let me give you the context for it as the praise and worship team comes out. Jesus was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights being tempted by the enemy. He came out of that experience, and it said, the Bible says he immediately went into the temple. And as was the custom, he went into the temple and he opened up the scrolls, which were the Bible at that time. And he found his place in the scrolls, and it was in Isaiah. And that is what you and I are to do, guys. We are to open up the scrolls, which is the Bible, and we're to find out what God says about us, what we have, what we can do. And we're to find it, and then we're to decree it over our lives. And we'll have the same results that Jesus had. So what I'm going to tell you, I'm going to decree this over you. It's Luke 4:18. I want you to stand up with me. This is what the Bible says about you and I. You receive it. And I'll know if you received it after I'm done. So here we go. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you guys, because He has anointed you to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent you to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent you to proclaim liberty to the captives. He has sent you to get recovery of sight to the blind. Hallelujah. He has sent you to set at liberty those who are oppressed and to proclaim that 2021 is the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Come on. Come on. You know how I can say that? Because He has put you and I here for for such a time as this. He could have put us in any other time in history, but he put us here. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. So I want you to decree it with me right now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You repeat it after me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to give liberty to the captives. Recover sight to the blind. He has sent me to set at liberty those who are oppressed and to proclaim that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Can you believe that? Amen. You are ambassadors for God. You're ambassadors for the kingdom of God. And you guys represent Him well. I decree it so in Jesus' name. You represent heaven so good. And I can't wait to get reports back from you. You catch me outside this church, inside this church, and you tell me all the things that God's doing in your lives. Amen. For after this day, you know whose you are, what you have, and what you can do. Amen? All right. I told you by the end of the service, if you weren't a Christian, you'd want to be a Christian. Who wouldn't want to be a Christian? All these things that God's given to you. So many people think you have to give up things. You don't give up. You get. You get. You get all the things I just talked about. So I'm going to ask you, if you've never accepted Jesus, I would say to you, why not? Jesus loves you. He's for you. You can't do anything that He would refuse you. I've done some crazy stuff. Paul, who actually saw Christians murdered, God used that man to write 3/4 of the Testament. Don't give me the excuse. You don't know what I've done, Pastor Chris. I don't really care. God loves you. We love you. I love you. And we do all this for this moment right now. We have church for this moment. If you've never made the decision or you're not sure you ever have, I've asked Jesus to come into your life. It's so simple. We all pray together. He doesn't single anyone out. And I'm telling you, you'll have the ride of your life when you accept Jesus. And when you find out whose you are, what you have, and what you can do, you just got to step into that coaster. You just got to get in it. Get a brother or sister. Grab arms and say, I want to ride that ride too. And I'm telling you, God will take you places you've never been. Eyes closed, heads bowed. If you've never made that decision or you're not sure, please don't you leave this place. Don't turn off that TV. Do not shut that computer off without making the decision to accept Jesus. You never, ever put off till tomorrow what you can do today. No one knows what a day brings. God has called you and brought you to this place for such a time as this. He loves you that much. You're not here by accident. You didn't turn on that TV or that computer just out of a whim. God called you. This is your moment. So I'm going to ask you, if you've never made that decision or you're not sure you've ever made that decision, I'm just going to ask you to do something so simple. You know, there's a God side and a man side. Our side is just acknowledge, yeah, I want that, Pastor Chris. And what will happen is we'll all pray together. No one's going to single you out. No one's going to embarrass you. We're for you. We've been praying, believing for this moment in church right now. If you would like to receive Jesus in all that benefit package, and you'd like to be an ambassador for God, and you'd like to know beyond a shadow of a doubt you'll spend eternity in heaven, I'm going to ask you, raise your hand up and put it right back down. Just raise your hand up so I can see it. You can put it right back down. Yep. Anyone online, you can raise your hand, for I know God does His part, and I know there's people wanting to accept Jesus that are watching online. And we're going to all pray together with them. You guys repeat after me, and it's going to be the best decision you ever made in your life. Say, Lord Jesus, I need a new beginning. I need a new start. Come into my life. Save me. Oh Lord, thank you for loving me. Thank you for forgiving me of all my sins, all my mistakes. Thank you, Lord, for equipping me. to be a Christian. And I will live forever with you in heaven. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, let's.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Victory Family Church. If you enjoyed listening, please take a moment to rate, review, and share. For more resources, including locations and service times, please visit lifeatvictory.com.